Hey guys, Shauna McKenzie here, founder of Best Kept Self with your Monday morning pep talk. When clients come to work with us here at Best Kept Self, we are often helping them manage their first impressions. Now, this is super important, and the reason we believe in this work is that when we see something or meet someone for the very first time, we weigh that initial information much heavier than information we collect later. That's the information that sticks in our mind. Now, because of that, we look and seek for relevant and similar information down the road in future encounters, whether that happens or not. So we've got an impression that's planted in our brain, and that's what we're going to take moving forward. That's the perception that's going to stick the longest and the hardest to overcome. So we give one piece of wisdom, and that is going to change all of your first impression encounters, and it's going to help you make a better first impression moving forward. It has nothing to do with the type of wardrobe you could wear. It has nothing to do with any sort of communication strategy. It has everything to do with understanding one fundamental error that we as humans make when it comes to judging people for the first time. Because let's face it, we're all judgmental. We're wired to be that way. The error is this. We judge people thinking that the tiny little sample that we're collecting of them when we meet them for the first time is who they are 100% of the time, instead of knowing that a person's mood and demeanor is often affected by situations. So let me give you an example. So let's say you're off to a meeting or a networking event and you just got pulled over or just got in a fender bender, or maybe you got in a fight with a spouse or a partner, and you show up and as much as you've tried to squash that mood, you're kind of annoyed or frustrated or stressed or kind of have a negative air about you. Well, when people meet you, remember, we're making an error. They don't know your situation that you're coming from. So they're thinking that this tiny little sample that they're collecting from you during that first encounter is you 100% of the time. And that information is what sticks and is weighed more heavily. So two takeaways from this. The first is to know that we are just wired to do this, and most people cognizantly, or our minds just move way too fast to even step back and give rationality to it. Just know that your demeanor affects so much moving forward. It affects people's perceived trust in you, whether they're gonna hire you, whether they want to be friends with you, whether they refer you. And demeanor based on the situation you just come from is going to affect that. So you need to do your best to manage your mood when you meet people for the first time, because we don't think that we're just getting a sample. That's not the way our minds are built. Now, the other thing to take away here is to give people some slack. Give them a second chance to make that first impression, because now you know that you are only taking one tiny little sample of them. You should not judge that encounter as them 100% of the time. In fact, your default should be that's just a situational mood and demeanor. That way you can be totally objective about it. You can give them that second chance to make a first impression, and you know as well to change your mood and alter it moving forward. So I hope this helps. It's definitely impacted my life, made me a more empathetic, non-judgmental person, I hope at the least, and has made my encounters a lot more interesting, a lot more fun, a lot more positive. So I'd love to hear how this goes. Please leave some comments below and have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.